This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
We usually talk to the mayor if there's lots of things happening on a Tuesday or Monday, particularly if there's a meeting coming back. But there is a special meeting of council, and that's happening this Monday, the 10th of August. So we thought we'd get the mayor on just to have a little chat about what's on the agenda. And I got a feeling that bottling plant that sort of was deferred last time might be on the list as well. Good morning to our mayor, Michael Kerr.
Hello, Paul.
How are you?
I am very well today, thank you. It's another Friday, so heading into a weekend. Of course, we've got the pink in the tropics at the football tomorrow, so looking forward to that.
Yes, terrific. The Crocs, of course, playing the Cairns Saints, and it's going to be great. And it's raising money for breast cancer, and particularly for local women, which is fantastic. Okay, Michael, first on the agenda for Monday for council, Lot 83 SR596 Cape Kimberley Road sale of land. Now, of course, we know this as the block of land that council bought, the last council under a different mayor bought, under highly controversial circumstances.
Well, everyone knows about the block in the Daintree that was purchased last year. Back on the 28th of August, a council resolution was put through for council to purchase a block of land in order to do their carbon mitigation. As we know, it was a very contentious issue over the election. And we were approached by the Queensland Trust of Nature and the Rainforest Rescue, and they were very keen to progress with the project of doing various different environmental projects over there, and they wished to purchase the land. And so a motion has been put forward for the councillors to look at on Monday morning in order to sell the block of land to them for the same price as what we purchased it for.
So no money will be lost by ratepayers?
No money will be raised. They will be paying all the on costs for the purchase as far as stamp duty and all those things, so it won't be any cost to the ratepayers. The land will go to this group, and they are very well supported by various other groups, Rainforest Rescue and, of course, Jabobina are backing them as well, and they will take that block of land and they will go ahead with all these different environmental projects that they wish to do on the land, which is a win-win as far as I'm concerned, because we're doing some fantastic things over there for the environment, and the ratepayer money can go back into doing things that the ratepayers want done right now.
When this land was purchased, it was very, very controversial with the old council, of course, a different mayor, and now you're here. So what's your thoughts on it now once you clear the books on that? Are you feeling good about that?
Well, I am, in the sense that it brings us back to the start. Now we can go out, you know, with the public consultation that I've got in this operational plan for carbon mitigation. So we can get a proper, measured, you know, look at what this community wants us to do as far as carbon mitigation of council goes. And, you know, we will get a true response from the whole public then when we do that. And then if it's a case that they want us to do different projects to mitigate our carbon, we can do so. But if they turn around and say, well, no, we'd rather have you spend that money on assets around the shire to beautify it or to, you know, look after parks and gardens, roads, all those things, then that's what we'll do as well. It's up to the community and it's their money that we're using, so therefore they should have the final say.
It'll be interesting how the voting goes. We're talking with our mayor, and of course that is Michael Kerr. Now we get to the Daintree water bottling facility. Now, last time that was deferred, councillors Zamataro, Scomazon and McEwen voted for more information to come. They wanted more information on how particularly the water that came up through the bore water, how that was processed, what was the packaging going to be used, etc. Now, they voted for it to be deferred. You wanted it to go ahead. It's back on the agenda very, very quickly.
Well, yes. I mean, these are simple questions that just had to get an answer, which we've obviously done from the person who's doing the development. Staff have spoken to them. They've got the answers to those questions, so I don't wish to muck them around any longer. This is the third time that this is coming back to council, because this is an amendment that was done. You know, we've got the report, we've got all the answers to these questions, so there's no reason why it needed to be delayed until later in the month. We've got this special meeting happening on Monday, so we thought, well, let's pop that up and get this sorted for the developer so he can start doing some work on it.
Okay, that'll be interesting. We'll follow that with great interest. And then we come to the third item, trustee lease to Public Safety Business Agency on behalf of Kimberley Rural Fire Brigade. That is Forest Creek Road. And I've got a feeling this is something to do with a fire engine.
It certainly is. You know, across the river in the Daintree area, of course, in Kimberley, where they've got their rural fire brigade service there, they've managed to get a fire truck over there, and of course they need somewhere to house it. So an application was put in quite some time ago to take access to a shed that was over there that wasn't being used by another group, and there was a perfect opportunity to swap it across to them. And that's all going through on this. So this motion is for councillors to say yes to the staff to do the deals required so that this shed can go across to the rural fire brigade over there so they can store their new fire engine.
And I take it there's probably other things you've got to discuss behind closed doors for confidentiality reasons?
Of course. I mean, there's a couple of things coming through. Well, there's one thing going through in the closed session, which is just a prejudicial matter, government regulations on rate concessions, which is just a necessity that we have to do, and it's in closed session, so we'll get that out the road on the same day.
Terrific. All right, Michael Kerr, we'll see you on Monday, and we'll get some reaction from you once they've been voted on. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much, and don't forget, now the borders are closed, we're back in Queensland only, so if you're going to do it in Douglas.
Love it. See ya.
Thanks.